So making the transition, you know, it's very easy when you're with the government to know who your client is, and there's no great confusion amongst your employees and your coworkers that you all represent the government or your agency. You don't represent the individuals at that agency. And so you don't deal with those kinds of problems. But once you get in-house, particularly when you have a small legal department like we do at HD Best, you know, that becomes much harder. Those lines get a lot harder to keep clear. And a lot of that is because just sheer the practicality that you're working with these folks every day on issues that are common to the company. There may be business issues, legal issues, you're negotiating contracts, you're talking about strategy. There is not this clear delineation of, you know, I'm really representing the company. And so particularly if you have a really strong management team, and I'm not casting any aspersions, but if you have someone who, a CEO, for instance, who says basically, I am the company, you know, they can certainly take the view that you represent them and that you should be looking out for their interests over and above the company. 99 times out of 100, that's not a problem because the interests do align. But it's where you run into things, you know, that, at least in my experience so far that I've seen, that creates problems. Human resources disputes, you know, disputes between where you have a manager and maybe an employee, or, you know, how they're handling an employment matter. Any kind of whistleblower or internal complaints, any type of internal information, and any kind of government or outside investigation, those are where the conflicts can potentially arise. We are fortunate in some ways. We have pretty clear guidance from our ethical rules. You know, who is the client? Well.